Enterbox Radio, built for the road ahead. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 25. We are back again this week with more weird news stories, because that's what we do every time we record this show. I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson. Joining me, of course, who'd have guessed it, who'd have thunk it, is the other co-host, Mr. Dan Knight.
Hey! Great.
How's it going, Dan?
Good to be
here. Wow, it's really great to hear you.
Good to be here downstairs.
Great. So, we are back again this week, and we're going to do some stories and some things, and I guarantee, I have a sneaking suspicion we'll talk about one or two dumb criminals. What do you think?
And Florida?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just have to find out. I guess we just will.
I guess so.
You know what today is, Dan?
Do I? No, I don't.
Today's a very important day.
Yeah?
Truly one of America's most important and founding days.
Is it a food-related day?
It isn't. I know. Crazy. Today is National Mail Order Catalog Day.
What? Those exist still?
Well, they did when this holiday was created.
Fair enough.
And
How would one celebrate this day?
By flipping through one. That's it. Okay. I mean, you don't have to order anything. You don't have to. It's encouraged because it's a holiday. You know, you may as well treat yourself well on a holiday.
You would think it'd be more, you know, like closer to Christmas, though. You know, being...
See, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah?
That's where you're wrong. You're dead wrong. You've never been more wrong.
Fatally
wrong. In your entire life. Good Lord, I'm sick just looking at you.
Oh, my God.
You disgust me.
That's extreme.
So your punishment?
Yeah?
Is to start this week off with a weird story. Do it.
That's why I do that.
Just shut up and do it.
All right. A Florida woman.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, one more time.
A Florida woman.
That's what I like to hear.
Me too. She's facing charges of DUI, or DUI.
As the youngins call it.
All those youngins. She crashed her car into an apartment building.
No way.
It's a major boo-boo.
Oh, heavens.
People don't normally do that. But here's the thing. Her dog is the real suspect in this scenario.
We added sound effects in the background of this.
Yeah, just for that effect.
Just for that effect.
I don't know if it's picking it up enough, though.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, well, we'll see, I guess. It was the suspect, not her. It was the dog that was the suspect, and she had nothing to do with it. At least that's what she told police. Well, after they found her in her apartment after fleeing the crash site, police said that Christina Ann Marie Lamorio of Wildwood, which is near Orlando, smelled of booze.
So it was probably the dog.
It was probably the dog.
The dog did it, forced her to drink the booze, and then crash the car.
The dog was giving her nips.
Oh.
That's fresh. That came right out of my brain.
Wow.
Great. She smelled of booze and was acting confused in her apartment afterwards. I don't really know what that means exactly. Like, why are there cops here? Where's my car? Sorry. Yeah. So she was an adult, and she admitted to being behind the wheel of the car during the crash. So that's good, right?
Again, definitely the dog's fault.
But it was her dog.
She was drunk.
It was
and driving the car.
But the dog.
But the dog. Every time.
The dog.
Every
period.
Time.
The police took this airtight defense under some consideration, as she was arrested for refusing a sobriety test and resisting arrest. So, obviously, the dog was involved in that somehow as well. I don't know how.
It's a big conspiracy.
Yeah, it's the dog. I've heard of multiple elderly individuals hitting buildings with their cars, and I know there are a considerable amount of them
was
in
the
Florida.
Dog elderly?
Was what?
Was the dog elderly? And you in which case, why did it have its license?
Oh, my God. Why? I don't know.
Come on.
You don't give licenses to dogs in Florida, maybe.
You certainly don't.
But yeah, so elderly people crashing into buildings. So maybe. Elderly people are covering for their dogs.
Oh,
the dogs are doing
it. It's a real deep, deep
conspiracy.
Yeah.
So.
It's always been the dogs.
Zany drivers.
And nope. I got one thing to ask you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
If all these dogs are crashing all these cars, forcing people to drink.
Yes.
Who was it, Dan? Who was it that let all these dogs out?
I believe that was the Baja Men.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Oh, some other series of men then.
Something.
The Village People?
I don't know.
Damn,
we gotta stop talking about this before our show gets shut down.
Oh my God.
This is deep. Okay. Okay, so let's move on. An Australian couple awoke shortly before 2 a.m. on Monday to discover a naked stranger snoozing alongside them in bed.
How many times has that happened to one of us at one point in our life?
Every day, Dan.
That is horrifying.
It's a different stranger every day.
Wow. Well, at least that's more refreshing.
Is it?
No, it's not at
okay.
all.
Okay, all right. Katie and Chris of Murrumbra.
Where is that?
Murrumbra in Australia.
Mm.
Believe that the uninvited 25-year-old visitor entered through a window left open for their cat. Quote, Chris is on one side, I'm in the middle, and then our stranger on the end right in with us, Katie told reporters. She added that she could feel heat from the intruder's body.
His naked body.
His naked, his soft, supple body.
I knew you were going to say supple. That's good. It's a good word.
Chris managed to persuade the intruder to leave while Katie called police. The suspect came back, though, and tried to enter through another window in the house. In his defense, he was real sleepy and he forgot his pajamas. All right? Who's to blame here? This guy or Katie and Chris? I think we know.
I think we all know.
I think we know. So he came back through the window, and that's when the police arrived.
Mm.
Authorities took the unidentified suspect to Prince of Wales Hospital for treatment of drug-related health issues. What a surprise! What a wacky turn of events.
At least he was tenacious, you know? He kept coming back in.
I admire his tenacity.
Yeah. Truly. I mean, maybe he eventually would wear out, you know, their... I don't know what it is. Their hatred of strangers, naked
Maybe.
Strangers
they
in their bed.
Just, you know, get them, just wear them down, mm-hmm. and eventually it's just a thing. That's where he sleeps now.
Oh, that's Steven. Yeah, he comes in once in a while.
He takes
night.
His clothes off and he sleeps right next to us in bed.
Do you take your? No, I don't. That's weird. That'd be weird for Steven. It makes him uncomfortable.
Are there any life lessons to learn from this? No.
Don't have cats, because then your windows will be closed.
There you go. Boom. Knowledge. Dropping that knowledge. All right, Dan, what you got?
All right. Well, I'm going to get more serious now. We're going to drop it down a bit. To the serious.
We've been serious this whole time.
Oh, have we?
I'm going to get this show is deadly. Known for being serious.
That's true. That's very true. Killer robots have been a staple in many science fiction novels and films and have given a glimpse into a future of artificial intelligence with more superior capabilities.
Now, Dan, answer me a question. Mm-hmm. What is a robot? Also, what is a sci-fi?
I don't have answers to either of those questions. I think sci-fi refers to Simons
Frears.
Frears. Yep, that's it.
That's got to be it.
That's it. This is the brother of Steven. And robots are like us.
Uh-huh.
But they're made of tin.
Whoa.
And they have pincers.
There's one of those on that Lion King movie, you know, with that lady. She was on the yellow brick road.
That's right. And she had pincers.
That's right.
This is all accurate. So, one man finds this glimpse into the future to be troubling indeed. and seeks to get ahead of the coming days. 41-year-old Brandon Sheretz believes his future of grim killer robots usurping their masters will occur within our lifetime.
That's a completely valid concern.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you gotta be prepared for anything.
Yes.
Everything, Dan.
Even
every
zombies.
Possible outcome. You need to have a separate shelter, a separate game plan for every single possible thing that could happen. Yep. Every one of them.
It's true. Robots.
What if those robots are wearing roller skates, Dan? Do you have a plan for that? Does he have a plan for that? He was like, oh, I'm just gonna run away from them and drop things in the way. They're faster now. You're gonna die.
Why wouldn't they just make motorized robots? Like, they would have bipedal robots with roller skates on.
Dan, everyone knows they make robots, which I've never heard of, out of washing machines and that weird slinky pipe that I never see anywhere but on robots.
Actually, it goes into dryers.
Yeah.
All right,
get out of here. Okay. That's enough.
That's where I made my robots, from those parts. So anyway, yeah. So Mr. Sheretz has created a website which we all should visit in the to prepare for the coming apocalypse. This website is called the International Registry of Humans Pledging Their Allegiance to Killer Robots.
Wait a minute, 1 second. Let me type that in.
That's it. Oh, yep, you're missing the www and the http ...
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
The creation of the site is to keep track of the humans willing to bow down to their soon-to-be robot overlords and hopefully avoid personal destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an important thing, and we all need to be aware of that. It's going to happen, and...
You got a plan for everything. I already mentioned this.
You did.
I've said this. It's important.
Having only been up for a week, more than 20 people have jumped on board.
Whoa.
From all over the world.
20?
20. More than
double
20.
Digits.
Maybe even 21.
Whoa.
Who knows?
It could be 10,000.
There's a lot of numbers above 20.
It could
20.
Be anywhere from 21 all the way as high as like 9,000.
But no more than 9,000?
Come on. Let's be serious.
I know, you're right. It's only been up a week. We're seeking to make registrants a bit safer that they might otherwise be in the event that the world becomes overrun with killer robots. Call us defeatists or realists or just well prepared, Mr. Sheretz said. He also went on to say, I would say that the robots are coming. Make no mistake about it. The technology is advancing at almost an exponential rate, and unfortunately, there is no amount of legislation that can stop it. Estimates vary regarding when true. General artificial intelligence will emerge. Sorry, I did that really.
That was bizarre, was, yeah, but I understood what you were saying.
I was trying to
get it.
Break it up.
I understand.
Like Shatner.
Uh-huh, yeah. Those dramatic pauses. It's an important time to put in dramatic pauses because this is scary stuff, folks. Let's get serious. Give me the URL one more time.
It's, let me see here. I don't know the exact URL,
no,
but I know
shut
it's...
up. Tell me it.
The
International...
Okay. The International Registry of Humans Pledging Their Allegiance to Killer Robots.
.com. That's correct.
I do have the website URL somewhere. I don't know where it is. I don't have it right in front of me. I mean, if you really wanted to, we could post it on the site or something.
No.
No.
No,
let these people fend for themselves.
You know,
every man for himself.
This show is normally very funny, and honestly, probably the funniest show that has ever existed. I don't want to toot our own horn, but it is definitely funnier than everything. However,
that doesn't leave us open to much criticism.
You did just lay us thick with some serious, serious dread. I've never been more scared in my life.
To
and
be
people,
human.
Exactly. People listening to this show, prepare right now. Stop your giggling. No more laughing.
No.
Only tears.
From here on out, sadness will emerge.
All right, let's move on. Thomas Verez, this is a fella.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't guessed, it's a person.
Oh, yeah.
He's 47, and he was arrested early Wednesday morning after he allegedly punched his older brother, Matthew, 58, for eating 3 Big Macs and not saving one for him. What a jerk.
Wow.
Wow. That's rude.
That, you know, people don't do that.
You know what?
In the civilized world.
This is not the message that old Ronald McDonald was laying down for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not what he wanted. In the great book of Ronald, he clearly states, love thy neighbor, eat thy max, share thine burgery
bountifuls. Bounties.
So police said Veras was so mad that he ransacked the home they shared in Union Township, knocking over furnitures and appliances and throwing food. I want to note that food, of course, is not Big Macs, because again, none were saved for him. None.
That's true.
That's what started this mess.
So who knows what was thrown around?
It could be almost anything.
Except,
it could be any food you could list. It could be that, except for Big Macs.
Yeah. We know for a fact it wasn't.
We know that. Matthew Veras... Matthew Veras suffered injuries to his right eye and left cheek and had his ear cut during the assault, police said, according to the Associated Press. Those guys.
Who are they?
Some sort of credible source. Thomas Veras was arrested for simple assault and harassment.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken to the Washington County Jail, where he remains on $2,500 bond. It does say that there is no confirmation whether or not he did eventually get the Big Mac to quell his blood rage.
That's true. Well, at least
like
he was
like the Hulk, kind of.
Yeah.
But Big Macs.
And so he just took for him to calm down. He was hangry. Because that's a term I've been hearing a lot lately.
Yeah.
People, is it you that hates that term?
I do.
You hate it.
I do. It really chaps my goat.
I think Nicole hates that as well.
Yeah, it's no good.
Her.
It's no good. You know what's less good?
Hashtag hangry. What?
A Big Mac. Big Macs are not all that good.
They're not that great.
You know what? They're really just not.
I
used to appreciate McDonald's for being what it was. It's good for what it was, right? It's
what was it?
It's when you don't care about your body, when you have no self-respect, and you have very little money, and you need to buy food really fast. I used to be that person, and, I mean, in different degrees, I still am. I mean, I just want to let you know that I also used to be. I still am, but I also used to be.
So you think you're better than me if
no,
I go to
I'm
McDonald's?
Much worse.
Good. That's what I like to hear. But yeah,
McDonald's is kind of gross.
Yeah, I can agree with you.
So I remember a time.
I won't chastise friends for going, though.
Yeah,
I
this
won't.
Is a personal story. We used to go to... Well, did we do that when we went to the gym, which is very counterproductive. You remember it was before we were getting together for a collaboration we were working on previously. But I remember we had to get food after work, and it was one of those things where it was like, where do we go?
Yeah.
I got like $5. Let's go to McDonald's. And we'd rush into McDonald's, and it was a game that I think everyone that eats McDonald's plays, which is eat the food as quickly as you can before you start feeling sick. You want to make sure you get all of the money's worth down before you need to puke. And we used to play that game. It was like, oh, crap, we only got, like, I don't know, 6-7 minutes. Let's put this down right now. Cram it down. Instant regret.
Yep. I remember there was a quote. I wish I could remember who said it. It wasn't me, for the record. But they said, when we were kids, going to McDonald's was a victory. But when we're an adult, going there
is a punishment.
it was a loss.
That's true words
very
true. Been spoken.
I remember eating McDonald's as a child and being like, this is amazing. This is like crack for me.
Right? And now it's like, oh, God, this is like crack for me.
In the bad kind of crack, you know, as opposed to the good kind.
The aftermath. You really appreciate the aftermath as an adult. Anyway,
the craftermath.
God, that was awful. Go.
Yeah, it was.
Next article.
All right. In the town of Stillwater, New York, someone called the local PD with a peculiar observation. They said they saw a young child driving a truck on Route 9P.
Ooh.
The 9P? The 9P.
Wow, the 9P.
The 9P. The police pulled the truck over, and it was discovered that a 10-year-old was driving the vehicle while his 46-year-old father allegedly sat in the passenger seat. So his drunk dad was sitting there watching him drive.
It sounds, yeah, okay. So what's weird about this?
Right? Yeah, that happens.
This is normal.
To all of us.
Yeah, right.
In the South.
Uh-huh. Hey, come on. Come on, cool it.
I'm just kidding, sort of. All right. The child was then picked up by a family member, and his father, Mr. John H. Barling, was charged with endangering the welfare of a child, which is a misdemeanor. Okay.
Also criminal mischief.
No criminal mischief.
Yeah, it's real goofy. Old man Walters.
He's making jokes. And he when he got charged with permitting unlicensed operation to a motor vehicle, which is a traffic violation. A traffic infraction. Mm. I think those are the same.
No.
No?
Yes.
I don't know.
You know what? If we did fact-checking, we'd know. There's none.
There is none.
Well, there's sometimes some.
We want to leave a little bit of mystery for the listener. Right?
Like whether or not we're speaking from our rectums.
We don't want to give that percentage
mystery
away.
Mystery answered.
All in all, I think he got off lighter than he would have if he was caught behind the wheel. So that's probably good.
That is good.
I mean,
I guess. That's a weird loophole.
It is. Like,
endanger your child
like
by putting them...
Almost,
yeah.
Right? Well, no, I guess that's a misdemeanor. Unless
isn't that child endangerment?
Well, yeah, you got charged with that.
So that's less than DUI?
That's a misdemeanor. It might be the same.
Huh.
I don't know. But I'd like to point out that the 10-year-old wasn't reported to be driving erratically and pulled over for the cop.
Nice.
So kudos to
that
kid.
Well done. That kid's probably better at driving than I am.
Yeah. He's going to be a good taxi driver when he grows up.
Yes.
Or one of those Uber drivers?
Yeah, those.
Oops.
You know, I can say that I've never done Uber, and nor do I have any interest. I'm sure it's a swell service. People say nothing but good things about it. I've heard of numerous personal testimonials, people that I know that have used it, and say, that's great, it's cheaper than a taxi. I'm just too much of a wuss.
To let a stranger drive you
around?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, because there's that 1% that he's going to be a crazy axe murderer. He or she, okay? Let's not blur the lines here. I mean, let's...
Women are capable of killing people.
Exactly.
And so, have.
Yeah. So, you never know.
Sometimes even better than men. Who
sometimes.
Knows?
Okay? Look, we're an equal opportunity show here.
Yes.
Truly. All right? You get your nonsense and your hatred speech out of here, Dan.
I don't have... What?
I'm
on the same boat as you.
All right, let's wrap it up this week with one final article.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, you have another one?
No, I don't. I was just... Oh. I just wanted to disagree with you.
You're throwing me off here. I don't know your articles, and I certainly don't know how many you have, so you could easily fool me.
I am not. I don't have... I mean...
Okay, good.
I clearly don't.
Good. This one this week, guess what? Let's ring a bell in the room. This was a user submitted, or a listener submitted.
Oh.
Bam, bam, boom. This one was submitted this week by Mr. Jonathan Brunette.
Oh.
Who sent a message through our contact form on the website with this article.
Hey.
And has supplied us. This is beautiful.
This is great. System works.
Folks, keep doing this. This is awesome. We love we like seeing what you like to hear. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Do my work for me. okay, so let's get into it, though. A woman is suing a Missouri restaurant known for throwing rolls. They're known for throwing rolls at customers. Why is she suing them, Dan? This restaurant's known for throwing rolls at people. She's suing them for throwing a roll at her.
Oh, no. I kind of felt like I saw this coming.
Lambert's Cafe is a restaurant chainlet proudly known as the home of throwed rolls.
That's their tagline?
That's their tagline. It's not like she was surprised walking in. And this is, they're known as the home of throwed rolls, where servers lob bread rolls across the restaurant at guests. Huh. Its website URL is throwedrolls.com. The whole purpose of this restaurant, its whole gimmick, is that they throw rolls at you.
It seems so simplistic that I can't imagine anybody else would, you know, do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, their title, throwed, is not the correct, I don't think that's the correct grammar. It's supposed to be thrown, right? Within thrown rolls, not throwed.
Yeah, I think.
It sounds
wrong.
Improper.
But I'm sure they're doing it for fun. Whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares, right?
Troy Tucker is suing the restaurant over a severe injury she claims to have received during the restaurant's bread-throwing antics.
Mm.
Tucker says she, quote, sustained a lacerated cornea with a vitreous detachment and all head, neck, eyes, and vision were severely damaged while visiting the restaurant last September.
Am I hearing that right?
That's correct.
Her eyeball popped out? Because that's what I'm imagining.
No, not popped out, just corneal damage.
Because you said something like cornea. Detachment.
Yes, vitreous detachments. I believe that means there was damage to the actual cord in the back.
Oh, okay.
So it might have popped something in there. Not, I don't think the eyeball fell out.
Yeah.
I'm not under the impression the eyeball fell out.
If something hit you, you would go in rather than out.
You would think. So Tucker now wants $25,000 to pay her medical bills and legal fees. Troy claims in the lawsuit that throwing rolls is, quote, a defective condition, and that the restaurant already knew or should have known about the danger of this practice. So should you. You walked into a restaurant known for throwing rolls, and what'd she do, Dan? Participate in this article. What did she do? She got mad when they threw rolls at her.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. That's what this is about.
Yeah, because we really want to accentuate how exceedingly stupid this is.
Yes.
I believe you sign a social contract when you walk into a place that says, hey, we're going to throw rolls at you, where you don't get to be mad if you choose to eat there and they throw rolls at you. That's a given, right?
One would think.
Yeah, okay. So this isn't the first time. So aside from this, this isn't the first time a customer has filed somewhat over-the-top lawsuits against a restaurant.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're tacking it on. We're giving a two-for-one special on this. We talked about that. Let's move on. That earlier this year, a woman decided to sue P.F. Chang's over what she deemed to be a discriminatory gluten-free menu. The chain charges a dollar more for gluten-free items to cover the higher food costs, of course. But she believes that the surcharge discriminates against those who can't eat gluten and that it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Is what she said.
I don't think a food allergy is constituted as a disability.
No, maybe sort of, but gluten-free food costs more money.
It certainly
does. The fact that they charge more for it is a given. It
makes sense.
Yeah. So people are dumb. Don't eat at a restaurant that you're going to be upset about, and if you choose to, you don't get the right to sue them over things that are far beyond yours and their control. You walk into a place that claims to throw rolls, you're going to get a roll thrown at you. Don't get mad about that. You walk into a place that even offers a specialty gluten menu. Some places don't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
Offers the menu. Don't get mad when it costs a dollar more. Are you kidding me?
It's all right there. You just got to read it.
Dan.
Dumb.
I really... You know what? Let's stop there.
You had more to say.
People are dumb.
Yes, they are. They are.
But you know what? Without them, we wouldn't have a show.
We are informing the masses on the stupidity of the masses.
Truly. This show is sponsored by those fellows.
Yes, thank you.
And fellowettes.
That's right. We don't discriminate.
So, folks, and Daniel, and everyone who is listening to my voice right now, that's the end, because we're out of news stories. I want to take one last moment to thank John Brunette for his incredible submission.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyone else who wants to submit, please do. I'm actually kind of enjoying it. I think it's neat to have a little user submit, or not user, I keep saying user, like we make a software.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Listener submissions is pretty cool. So, do that. Head over to BannerBoxRadio.com on our contact us form. Send us those farticles.
You're a goof.
Oh, Jesus. Well, folks, that about wraps it up for this week. And unfortunately, that also means that that's all for this week.
And remember, robotics expert Heinrich Christensen predicts humans will be making coitus with robots within 4 years.
Thanks for joining us.